Good morning. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Food for Thought Food Bank. I'm joined by Executive Director Ron Karp and Director of Development Mark Green. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell our listeners, what is Food for Thought?
Well, Food for Thought is an organization, a nonprofit that's been in business now for over 30 years, and we provide food and a variety of different services to people that have serious illnesses and are in need of healthy nutrition. We started off as a HIV organization back in the late 80s during the height of the AIDS epidemic. And about 6 years ago, we expanded our mission to serve people with other illnesses as well.
Fantastic. And what are Food for Thought's plans at the end of the year and going into next year?
Well, of course, like any nonprofit, we're always trying to raise money so that we can provide more services. So our end of the year campaign is going on right now through December 31st, so people can make contributions to us through our website at fftfoodbank.org. For 2020, we have a lot of great plans in mind, not just to continue to expand our services, but we're also looking to open a new facility in Santa Rosa to put a kitchen and other services. We want to be, in addition to Forestville, to have a centrally located place so that volunteers can come and deliver to our far-out places like Sonoma, Petaluma, and Cloverdale, Healdsburg, that sort of thing. And we also have a program called Welcome Home, which serves anyone coming out of the hospital who needs food in order to heal. And that's a growing program that serves over 100 people every year. We have a medically tailored meal program for people with congestive heart failure, which is funded by the state legislature, and it's a Medi-Cal program. So anyone on Medi-Cal with congestive heart failure should talk to us about that program, because it's really helped a lot of people to live a healthy life with a very chronic and serious disease. And then our newest program is Bags of Love for the homeless community. And while we can't cure homelessness, what we can do is we can provide food that helps them live this really hard life that they have. So we distribute these bags that have about half the calories you need for a week in really easily accessible cans that don't require cooking. And those are distributed through healthcare providers. So it also encourages people to come in and get their healthcare, and they will get food as a result of that visit. So those are the programs that we've got right now. We're always looking to expand our programs, and we're not sure what's next on the horizon, but I'm sure we'll be doing something new in 2020.
And Food for Thought is all over the county. Where have people seen you before, like in terms of events, and where people might see Food for Thought in the everyday?
I think that our most visible event is Dining Out for Life, which just took place on December 5th. And that is a collaborative event that we do with the restaurant community of Sonoma County. 75 restaurants participated this year. And what they do is they contribute anywhere from 25% to 100% of what they make on that one night, December 5th, to Food for Thought.
And there's also some other things that we do that are really visible as well. We do food drives at local grocery stores around the county, like Oliver's, Safeway, and a few others. That's a big volunteer effort to bring in food. We bring in around $300,000 worth of food and donations through the food drive program. And then we have, in addition to Dining Out for Life, two other events. The next one coming up is February 9th, and it's a showing of the Academy Awards at the Rialto Theaters. So we've done that every year for, I think, 6 or 7 years. So that will be on February 9th, and tickets are available at the Rialto Cinema. Following that, we have an event called Hour Long Table, which premiered this year in 2019 and sold out. So we're having that in Grayton at the Vine Hill House, and that event is on June 14th. And we haven't started selling tickets yet, but we will put the word out about that far in advance.
That's fantastic. Thank you for all that you do for the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, I've been joined by Executive Director Ron Karp and Director of Development Mark Green for Food for Thought Food Bank. You can find more information at fftfoodbank.org. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.